This is a phase one commutation hearing for Sheldon Johnson. ADC number is 040186. He's currently serving a 13-year sentence for trafficking and stolen property. She has a 7-year sentence that has expired for organized retail theft, another 7-year sentence for organized retail theft, which on both of those sentences he has time served on those two sentences. He's asking for a 36-month, 3-year reduction. If he receives that reduction, his earned release credit date will be August 31st of 2018. His earned release credit date at this time is March 27th of 2021. According to the Ames record that we have here, he does have several discipline violations. However, he had a recent discipline violation that occurred on August 31st of 2017, which was an assault on an inmate in which he was found guilty of. His last violation since that time would have been in March of 2009, which was a disorderly conduct, and he was found guilty on that charge. Mr. Sheldon says that he was involved in shoplifting and resale items according to his commutation application, that he was involved in shoplifting and resale items at Safeway and Bash's food store, said that he provided the transportation for the co-defendant, and was subsequently arrested. As if he does have an extensive record and a previous record for dangerous drugs, trafficking and stolen property, trafficking and stolen property, shoplifting, aggravated assault, and burglary. According to the pre-sentence report, this is an incident that occurred on February 4th of 2010 that the defendant, along with his co-defendant, went to the Abson store and obtained removed merchandise from the Abson store without paying for the purchase price with the intent to resell or trade the merchandise for money. And then on February 4th, 2010, the defendant and the co-defendant, Andrew Thine, also removed items of merchandise from the Bash's store without paying the purchase price with the intent to resell or trade the merchandise. And then again, on February 4th, the same day in 2010, the defendant and the co-defendant anything committed theft in trafficking and stolen property at the Abson and or Bash's store that had been stolen, including beer, diapers, toilet paper, and detergent. The court is aware of additional factors involved in the present offense, as on February 7th, 2011, he was found guilty by a jury of two counts, one and two, organized retail theft. Both were class four felonies, and the trafficking and stolen property was a class two felony. According to the defendant, he stated that he gave the his co-defendant a ride twice, and he was going to receive $50 to $100 for taking to the stores for obtaining the items. According to the court sentence documents that we have, he did receive a felony for conviction on February 21st for burglary in the second degree, aggravated assault that they used as prior, shoplifting a class six felony, attempted and trafficking stolen property. Finds that the court found that he was found guilty after a trial by jury for count one, organized retail theft with two prior felonies, count two, organized retail theft with two prior felony convictions, then count three, trafficking and stolen property. After review of the name, he did receive a 1-year sentence, in which those, a 7-year sentence, in which they were all running concurrent. If those sentences were to run together, he would have received a considerable more amount of time based on the information, his previous record of felony convictions of the same crime. I do not think that the sentence that he received was excessive. Therefore, I'm going to, I'm willing to listen to the rest of the board. Okay, therefore, I'm going to make a motion. My motion is just going to be that the sentence, I do not find the sentence excessive, and make the motion to not recommend passing Mr. Sheldon Johnson on to a phase two commutation hearing.
Agreed?
Agreed.